The Platte Valley girls cross country team is once again competing at the state meet. Talking now with their head coach, Wendy Riley. Coach, I know this is something you guys have made a little bit of a norm there in Platte Valley, but I'm sure it's always exciting. I guess just speak to the feelings about getting ready to compete at the state meet.
Oh, the kids are really excited. They've done it several times, but it never gets old, and they work so hard for it. So they're always just really excited and proud of what they've done.
Yeah, I mean, it's every team's goal to get that opportunity, and your team does that. Did so after a pretty impressive showing at the district meet there on Saturday, winning the team title. Take me through that day and what you like from the girls that made it happen.
Well, they've been working hard all season, and I just told them that they are prepared and they are ready for it. So all they have to do is do what they've trained for and have confidence and work together and just have faith in their abilities and in each other. And that's what they did. They went out and ran hard and had some good times and met their goal.
Go all the way back to the start of the season. As we mentioned, this is something that your program's been able to do quite a bit lately. Did you think that this was a group that had the ability to do what you guys have done, like qualify for state?
I was pretty sure that they would be able to qualify for state, but I didn't know if, like, a district championship was in the cards. But I knew what the runners were. Four of them are seniors. I've seen them run before. I saw Trinity run in junior high. That I was pretty sure they'd be able to qualify for state, but I wasn't sure that it was going to be as impressive as it actually turned out to be.
And let's dive into your lineup a little bit now, Coach. Of course, when a lot of people probably think of your lineup, it starts with Maya Ray, who it feels like has been in school for a long, long time and has had a major impact on the program. I guess just speak to that impact and kind of what you've seen from her over the years.
Maya, she's been an amazing runner since day one, and everybody sees it, and I think she carries a lot of pressure with that. So she's had a lot of time over the last 4 years balancing the pressure with her abilities and the hard work, and I've just been really impressed with how she's kept it in perspective and just continues to push herself to be the best that she can be.
A lot of other really talented girls around her as well. Tell our listeners a little bit more about the rest of your lineup this year.
So then next we have Allison Riley. So she's been, you know, meddling state throughout high school, pushes herself to get as high as she can. You know, every year she wants to bring it down just a little bit. She works hard. I can count on her always. I mean, she lives in my house, so she gets stuck with me all the time. But she's a good runner, and she tries not to get caught up with being behind Maya because Maya's so phenomenal and, you know, blows every race out. But she's just a hard worker, and I'm really proud of her. And Emily with a dual sport, I mean, that's really, really hard because she only runs with us a little bit every year. But she's had the last couple weeks, and so she's growing as a runner like she does every year. And she's an overall athlete, and she's really impressive. Miley is our solid, quiet runner back there. That she's the one that takes out people at the end and passes people all the way through the race. And you can count on her consistency, and she's just a good, quiet leader. And she's just, all four of those seniors are just a lot of fun to have around. And then Trinity is a freshman that's coming in, and she's learning from the other ones, and she's taking off a lot of time because she's starting to figure out how to do this sport, that it's not just running, that there's more to it, and she's getting it figured out and doing really well.
Yeah, so as you guys get ready for the state meet, been there as a program, have an idea kind of what to expect and you know, what success looks like there. What are the goals and expectations there at the state meet?
Well, we definitely hope to come back with some hardware, some medals. We'll see how the team can do overall. It'd be nice if they can place as a team. It's a possibility. Every year it's a little bit different. This year we're talking some strategy and how to best get ourselves in position so that the top four finish is possible. But overall, I want them to have fun. I want them to enjoy their last time there, and that's the number one.
That's Wendy Riley, the head girls cross country coach at Platte Valley, as her team gets ready to compete at the state meet. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best of luck there.
Thank you.